Welcome to our Richmond News newsletter on Monday, the 8th of February 2016. All parents and friends of the school are invited to our annual science fair this Friday, the 12th of February, in the school hall from 2 to 3pm. You will have the opportunity to visit a stall from each class to find out what they've been doing in their science projects this term, before relaxing to enjoy a nice cup of fair trade tea and cake with your family and friends. We've invited one of the science teachers from Kiwi High along to be our judge to determine which class will win our first ever Einstein Award for Scientific Excellence. We hope you can all attend to share in the children's successes. Our PTA Valentine's Disco will be held this Wednesday, the 10th of Feb, in the school hall. The disco will be open to children from nursery to year two for £2 each from 3 to 4pm. This entry fee will include crisps, sweets and a drink. Children should wear regular uniform to school, but bring their disco clothes to change into in the afternoon. The disco for years 3 to 6 will be held between 4:30 and 5:30pm. Entry will be £1.50 per child, but children can bring additional money for the tuck shop. To comply with our safeguarding policy, you should make arrangements with your child to collect them promptly at the end of the disco. A consent letter will be sent home with your child this week to update our safeguarding records. We kindly ask you to complete all sections on this form and return it to school by the end of the week. The letter will ask you to consent for your child's image to appear in the media, social media, school website, etc. To comply with our safeguarding policy, we also require you to consent that your child can walk home from school if they're in years 3 to 6. Any children younger than this must be collected by a known adult. Children will not be allowed to walk home without this signed consent form from a parent or carer. We've received several complaints recently about parents parking in the designated disabled bays in the car park adjacent to the school without a disabled badge. Although this is not a school car park, we kindly ask you to respect that children in our school rely on these bays to access their cars safely at the end and at the start of the day. We cannot police the situation ourselves, but should you encounter an issue like this, please feel free to take a photograph of the vehicle and registration number parked in the bay and report it to the council. Alternatively, if a traffic warden or police officer is nearby, alert them to the situation. The class with the best school attendance this week was Dosbarth Penbrough with 100%. Our whole school attendance this week, however, was 94.88%. A huge congratulations to Year 4 and the assessment unit for their perfect attendance. The school attendance last week was slightly below our target of 95%. Our e-safety tip of the week for this week: please register for purely for parents emails from CEOP to keep up to date with the latest e-safety information. This can be found by logging on to www.thinkyouknow.co.uk/parents. Our breakfast club is available every morning from 8am, with breakfast served up until 8:30am. All children are able to attend to receive a free healthy breakfast every day. If you haven't done so already, please register your child to attend breakfast club with a member of their staff before 8:45am. If your child does not attend our breakfast club, they should not be on the school premises before 8:45am. Staff will only be available to supervise from 8:45am onwards. Safer Internet Day this year will be held on Tuesday, the 9th of February. To keep yourselves up to date with the latest information about keeping your children safe online, we would encourage all parents to read the link below. This will provide you with the information about how to have conversations about e-safety with your children, how to use e-safety tools on social networks and other online services, how to set parental controls on your home internet, a parent's guide to technology, and much more. The link to access this would be www.safer-internet.org.uk/safer-internet-day/2016/parents. Are you looking to get fit in a warm and welcoming environment whilst having fun doing so? If so, you're very welcome to attend our first ever Zumba class for parents and friends of the school. The session's available for both men and women, but the minimum age of participation is 13 years old. Our first class will be held in the school hall on Wednesday, 25th of Feb, from 6 to 7pm. The session is just £3.50 each, with all monies going towards the school PTA to invest in new resources for the whole school. If you are interested in attending, please inform the school office to register. This week, we've also launched our brand new Sumdog Star of the Week competition, which will allow children to receive awards in our weekly assembly. Sumdog is a games-based website which allows children to practice and develop their maths and reading skills in a fun and engaging environment. Children from Year 1 to Year 6 all have their own accounts, which allows us to monitor children's progress throughout the year. Did you know there's a free Sumdog login for parents? This will allow you to receive email updates about your child's efforts and progress on Sumdog. You could even use it to encourage your child to use Sumdog at home by creating your own activities. Just visit www.sumdog.com/parents/sign_up to register your account. For all the latest information and news about Richmond Park School, please visit our website on www.richmondpark.amdro.org.uk. For all the other latest information, follow our Twitter accounts at Richmond Park CPS, at Ysgol Richmond, at iJigsaw, at Pease Community, or my own at Deputy D Cooper. If you'd like any further information, please feel free to come into school and discuss any issues with Miss Davis, myself, or your child's class teacher. Thank you for your continued support.